few thought his bags would still be in Minnesota. Beating the odds to stick around and become a member of the Vikings. When training camp opened back in July, the Vikings had 15 rookie free agents on their roster. All 15 shared a common bond. Each and every one needed to make a big impression in camp and the preseason to fight for their spot on the 53-man roster.
Well, I think anytime you can make a play in the preseason as an undrafted free agent or even just a rookie trying to make a squad, obviously your name's out there. You're kind of just keeping your name in their minds. Just keep doing the right thing so your name keeps getting brought up in a positive light. And you just got to be consistent. So even though I did score 2 touchdowns, I want to be consistently blocking well, consistently making plays on special teams so my name gets brought up positively.
Fullback Zach Line came into camp as one of the long shots as a rookie free agent, but he quickly made an impact and found himself as the only rookie free agent on the active roster.
I just didn't think about the cuts coming into camp. I knew it could be any day, really. And then as it went on, you saw even some of the vets being worried about it. So you could tell that you guys were all in the same boat. So there was no need for you to worry when all the vets were worrying too. So you just got to go. I just went out there and played and did what I could do every day. And then I let the film and what I did on the field speak for itself.
Having his name on the back of an NFL jersey is a dream come true for the 23-year-old ever since he was a youngster growing up in Oxford, Michigan.
I'm from a small town of Oxford, Michigan. I graduated 220 kids. Pretty small town. You blink, you miss the downtown.
Competition played a huge part in the Line household, where Zach and his 4 siblings all excelled in the sports world.
Growing up, we were always race competitive. And everything we did. My older sister was always a basketball player, and she was always competitive with me. You know, I could never beat her in basketball. That's why I switched to wrestling. So I wrestled and played football, and then both my younger brothers did the same. Wrestled and, played football, and then my younger sister was a volleyball player, basketball player. Sister just graduated college. She's married, and then my other sister is just took her role over at the same college at Central Michigan. So the girls are going to Central Michigan, and so far all the boys have gone to Southern Methodist. Ben is still in high school. He's a fullback, D-end. I think I set some pretty good numbers in high school, and I think Prescott just came in and clobbered all of them. I think he set state records and Parade Magazine All-American, and then he ended up going to SMU, which I think was a good choice for him.
But after an all-state prep career, Zach struggled to get much interest until a break that would change his football career.
I chose SMU because I didn't have many scholarship offers. Near the end of the signing process, Bill Keenis, one of our family friends, he's a VP of communications for the Lions. He sent a film out to Hawaii when Coach Jones was there, and then Coach Jones extended the scholarship and then told me to hold off for a little bit, and then he called me from SMU and said, we want to offer you from here. We like you. We want to make sure you like us. So I went down there and visited, and campus was beautiful, and I think it was winter in Michigan, and it was still, 70 degrees in Dallas. So I said, this is a good fit. I like it here.
A record-breaking collegiate career brought him to Minnesota as a rookie free agent, and now Zach Line is beating the odds as a member of the Vikings. He knows how lucky he is to be wearing the purple, and never takes a day for granted.
I don't know, I just kind of took every step of the way, high school, college, now NFL, day by day. You don't realize how much you miss until it's gone, so I don't want to do that with the NFL. I've been taking every day as a blessing. Not many guys are here.
Boy, I look at him every day and, he's just a blessing. You can't beat that.
Coming up, find out what helps Everson Griffin get through the tough moments in life and what motivates him to give it 110% each Sunday. That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. Vikings Beyond the Gridiron is presented by Miller Lite. It's not just a good time, it's Miller time. By Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. And by the HBO original series Game of Thrones, season 1 and 2 available now.